Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I want to welcome everyone to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, Tivo, tweet him, hit him up on Facebook, and let him know that we are live and on the air. I want to thank all of you for coming on. Amen. Glory to God. We're in another year, a new year. Amen. You know, sometimes we start the new year off by saying what we're going to do and what we're going to do and this and that and making all kinds of New Year's resolutions. Well, let this be one that you keep to continue in God's word. Let that be one that you keep to continue to get closer to God. All the other stuff don't even matter. You know, you stay close to God and he'll stay close to you. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to go ahead, amen, now, and I'm going to give the announcements that I want to make sure you know what we're having and what's going on in this new year. I am excited. I hope you are excited for God to open doors and do things like he's never done before. If he can take us into a new year, then guess what? He can do a new thing. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. Hold on to that. Don't let that go. Glory to God. First of all, we have on Tuesday night, we have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. One word from the Lord. It comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. Go ahead, mark your calendar, get ready, get ready, get ready. You don't want to miss any shows that's coming up because it's going to be a whole new different thing. First of all, you can contact them on Facebook. You'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. If you need a life coach, a mentor, a marriage counselor, glory to God, a spiritual leader, you can contact them on Facebook and let them know what the need may be, and they will get back with you. You know, don't be ashamed of it if you need help. At some point, everyone needs a good word. Everyone needs to be mentored by, you know, the right somebody. I won't say somebody, but the right people. How about that? Because everybody can't mentor people. You know, you got to have that heart. And they have that heart to mentor people in the right direction, and so they can see them go on and do great and mighty exploits for the Lord, and see marriages being put back together and see marriages, amen, prospering. So I encourage you to hit them up on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Glory to God. And if you move on down on Saturday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Awesome, awesome, awesome praying woman of God on Saturday. Her show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I don't want you to miss it. Don't miss a beat. Mark your calendar. Amen, because she's going to bring you the meat that you need to eat. Glory to God. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour Power. I am Prophetess Martha, the first Hour Power. And my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So don't miss it. Hold on. I keep telling you to hold on. Hold on with all you got. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you think your rope's too short, then reach and grab it, amen, and just clench it in your hand and say, I'm not letting it go. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. And if you move on down, the next Hour Power you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on every Sunday. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, then you'll hear her. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And she has released the second book. Hallelujah. I am sure you can get the first one, but she has released the second book. So you can go on her page on Facebook, and you can download, amen. She'll tell you how to walk you through the steps and tell you where to go and how to get it. But you can go on there, and she'll tell you how to get a book. It's Minister Elaine Jackson. And I think she also has a page, Elaine Jackson. So go on there and get your book. Amen. Glory to God. It's an awesome, awesome, I know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The first one was good. We know the second one is good too also. So go ahead and you can hit her up on Facebook and let her know, amen, that you want to go on Amazon, that's where it's at, and get her copy of her book. Hallelujah. Don't miss out. You can buy two copies. You can get the first copy and the second copy all together if you want to. It don't matter where. Hallelujah. I'm sure it don't. But go ahead and get your copies of the book. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you in this season to partner. I know, everybody needs to partner with the right somebody, because you want someone to lead and you want someone to guide you in the right direction. You know, you can't be led by everybody, because everybody ain't going in the right direction. Hallelujah. There are some that are just going for money. There are some that are going for souls. There are some that are just going because they just want to go. And there are some that just decide, well, I just do it anyway. But you know what? Glory to God. When you partner with us, you will get many, many perks, and it's going to lead you in the right direction. So we encourage you to come on and partner and see God's glory in your life and see where he wants to take you in this new season. You know, sometimes, you know, when you get in a place to where you just think ain't nothing happening, hallelujah, oh, yes, I've been there also, glory to God. But guess what? I did not stop. I was giving a testimony on one night. I said, you know what, I was sowing here and I was sowing and I was being faithful here and doing everything, Lord, I knew how to do. And I said, it didn't look like nothing was happening. But guess what I did? I didn't stop. I continued on, glory to God, hallelujah. You have to continue on because you'll think you're in a season, a dry season. But you know what? I didn't stop. Then all of a sudden, things start to happen. Oh, good God Almighty. God shook the tree. Hallelujah, the money tree. Hallelujah. He shook up some things that was going on in my life and made them crooked roll straight. Yes, he did. But I didn't let it stop me. I just kept on going. So sometimes you say you don't see, amen, no fruit. You're laboring, but you can't see no fruit. But don't stop there. You continue on and watch what God do. He going to do it in his time. Not outside of his timing, because sometimes it's not time for him to do that very thing that you're asking. But you don't quit. Don't give up. You continue on. You know, we come on, we teach, we preach, amen, on the shows. And, you know, I know people think, well, you know, they ain't going nowhere. They ain't got no church. No, the church ain't building. The church is within us. We are the church. Hallelujah. And what flows out of our mouth, we get it from the word of God. Hallelujah. That's where it's at. It's all about people, making sure you're embracing them and giving them what they need and what they need to hear. Just because we don't have a building, we still work for the living God. Glory to God. Because the living word is on the inside of us. Excuse me. So that's where you are in this season. So don't give up. And I encourage you to go ahead and get ready. I know it. I hear it. I know it. I hear it. Go ahead and get ready to plant your first of the year seed. Hallelujah. You know, it's already, we are in January already. And just think about it, we're already 2 days, matter of fact, in January. You know, and when these days start to move, I mean they move. When these months start to move, I mean they move, glory to God. So you don't want to get left out in this season. Whatever he's doing in this season, you don't want him to do it without you. That's why I'm encouraging you to go ahead and plant your seed for the first of the year seed. Don't doubt that nothing happened. You say nothing didn't happen last year. Well, you know, here's what you need to do. Look back and see where you are. Hallelujah. Look back and see how he saved your life. Look back and see how he saved you from a car accident. Look back and see how he saved your children. Hallelujah. Ah, my God. Hallelujah. From destruction. Look back and see how he saved your family. Hallelujah. From breaking up and acting crazy. Hallelujah. Look back and see how he saved you. Hallelujah. From a sickness that was coming or a disease that was raving around the country. Look back and see when you went in the store, nothing happened. You know, he saved you. Hallelujah. From someone coming in there and you know how they've been having these copycat people to come in and just shoot up places and do different things. Look back and see how he kept you. Look back and see where you are now. You still got your health. You still got your strength. Your clothes and your right mind. Look back. Hallelujah. I didn't say go back, but I said look back to see where. Hallelujah. And see what. And to see how he did it. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, you know, we don't look at the little small things, we call them. But I call them. It's a big thing to me every time. Hallelujah. But you don't look back and see how God kept you. You are just thinking, well, you know, Lord, I didn't get the $1 million I won. I didn't get the $2 million I didn't get the $3 million Yeah, I hear you. But you don't know how he kept you. Look back and see what he saved you from. I just talked to someone on yesterday. Was it? Yeah, it was yesterday, or it might have been, you know, it might have been Friday. And they was talking about how, you know, they like to have another accident. Hallelujah. But God said, no, not so. Hallelujah. And he moved that car on out of the way. Glory to God. So made him pay attention, you know. Even they almost had a near hit. But guess what? God said, no. They ain't gonna happen. You see? So you got to look back, hallelujah. Sometimes money ain't always what you need. Yes, everybody said, well, I need money. I need more and more. What you going to do with it? Are you going to further the kingdom of God, or are you going to give to the kingdom of God, or are you going to just go out and buy more stuff? You know, we can buy a lot of stuff, but can we further the kingdom of God? So you know what? I want to give to that ministry so they can continue on the word of God. The word is free, hallelujah, yes, but, you know, you have to pay these, you know, you have to pay, amen, the power bill, you have to pay the cell phone bill, hallelujah, and you have to pay for doing it on online, you know, radio. You have to pay for all that computer, you have to buy all that, and just think, if the computer breaks down, you got to go do what? Buy another one, hallelujah, glory to God, yes, and so I encourage you to give, hallelujah, and give your first of the year seed. Because we are in the first of the new year, and we want God to do a new thing. So, you know, you got to do something different. Just sit down and write down what you have been doing and see if it worked. If it didn't work, then what we need to do, we need to change some things. Don't let your focus, I hear, don't let your focus always be money to buy this, and I want money to buy that, and money to buy this, and money to buy a new pair of shoes, and money to buy a new purse, and money to buy, you know, this. Let your whole focus be on your wardrobe, hallelujah. Or your whole focus be on, well, I need money to go on a trip. Well, I need money to do this, and I need money to go and get me a new car, hallelujah. You know, God said he'll give you your heart desires. He'll even give you a surplus over the amount, hallelujah, that you need. So you have some to give back and some to keep. So I encourage you, don't get stuck right there. Now is the time for you to branch out even the more. Hallelujah. I know some say, well, she talk about money, but yeah, you're going to hang up, that's fine. But you know, God still, amen, he's a good paymaster, and you have to do it and work it just like he says, because he's trying to get something to you, not from you. Hallelujah. Because if anybody can get rich off the few dollars that you sold in, you know, more power to them. It ain't like that. Glory to God. But we are glad that you are givers. Hallelujah. To continue to give. And he said, give and it shall be given good measures. Pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give unto your bosom. Now, if you have a prayer request, if you would press the one, I will bring you in. I don't want you to tell me your name. Just tell me where you're calling from. And your prayer request, and we will pray for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's all I need. I just press the one and your prayer request, and we will pray. You don't have to tell me your name. I don't want to know it on. I don't want you to put all your business out here on Straight Street. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because this is a live show. Amen. Glory to God. I don't see anybody press the one. Well, we're going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we come to you, Lord, as humble as we know how, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. And we thank you for this new year, oh Lord, that you have allowed us to see, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who family didn't make it, Lord, into this year. We pray for them, Lord. We pray that you would give them strength and peace and let them know that they're walking with you now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, wherever they're weak, build them, Lord God. Wherever they're torn down, build them up, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, how you have given us another day, Lord God, to come before you, Lord God, as humble and pray and seek your face, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that all those that are listening under the sound of my voice, that they be blessed by the word of God. Let the hearers, Lord God, open up their ears, even those that can't hear. Open up their ears, Lord, so they can hear the word of the Lord on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, those that are contemplating, not listening and hanging up, Lord God, let them hold on and let them hear a word from you on today that will change their very life. Because, Lord, we thank you for the life-changing words that you give us, Lord God, to change people's lives on the airways, oh, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord, right now for healing. Those that need a healing in their mind and healing in their body, Lord. Those that think, Lord God, that you ain't listening, Lord, we pray for all those right now, oh God, and let them know that you're there. They're not alone, because you're not a God that shall, you say you've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor your seed beg bread. So you won't be forsaken. You will not walk away from them in the mighty name of Jesus. You're there and you hear them every time they speak. Every time they call your name, you hear them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And you said you'll answer their prayer by and by in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that those, Lord God, that need healing, Lord God, in their legs, in their feet, Lord God, let every ankle bone gain strength in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bind every spirit, Lord God, every naysay spirit, Lord, in this season that tries to come against them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, just because they want to serve you and walk with you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We know, Lord, they persecuted Jesus, so we know, Lord God, that they will do the same for your disciples, those who come close to you, Lord God, those who are Christians, Lord God, those who are walking with thee, Lord God, and stepping with thee, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. But Father, we bind that lying tongue right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those that are lying, saying, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they don't know what they're talking about, because they read the word, they study the word, and then you said study and show thyself approved of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that they have studied and they know you, Lord God, and they know who you are. They know you are a healer. They know, Lord God, that you are the one that brought them out of darkness and walked them into your marvelous light. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for them, that you have raised them up, Lord, for such a time as this, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, my God, no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. When you call on the name of the Lord, he said, you shall be saved, brought out of that dark place. So I command you right now, that spirit to let you go and come out of that dark place you've been walking in. Yes, Jesus loves you, for the Bible tells you so. People don't have to love you, but just know that Jesus loves you, for the Bible tells you so, in the name of Jesus. So you hold on to his unchanging hand and watch him walk you through. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus, you don't have to cry no more. You don't have to wonder, hallelujah, why people don't like you, but just know that Jesus loves you, hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't have to moan no more. You don't have to think about how they persecute you, how they call your name out, oh my God, in the airways to other peoples, saying she thinks she's something. I hear it in the spirit realm. He said, you are peculiar. Oh my God. He said, you're wonderfully made, because he made you, in the name of Jesus, so you don't have to wonder anymore, in the name of Jesus, who loves you. Just know that he is with you, he's walking with you, he's holding your hand, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for that person, Lord God, who's trying to find love in the wrong places, but Lord, you need to look to the heel, which comes to help. All the help comes from you. It don't come from man, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We know we serve it on time, God. We know, Lord God, that you can open any door, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the word on today, Lord. Let it be a light, hallelujah, for the world, Lord God, to hear in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. My God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. And we give you the glory, oh God. We praise your holy name on high, because we know, Lord God, we serve a mighty and an awesome God. Lord, we pray right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Listen, my dear sister, hallelujah. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to do anything for money. I hear it, hallelujah, in the spirit. You don't have to do anything for money. Understand, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Everything belongs to him. So whatever that you're thinking you're going to do for money, then I'm telling you now, don't do it. You cast your cares upon him. I hear you saying that's easy for you to say. Yes, it is. It is. It's easy to say. Hallelujah. But you got to want him more than you want, hallelujah, the money, because he'll give it to you. He'll give you whatever you need. So this thing that you're contemplating doing, don't do it just to get money. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, I hear you, Lord. Also, I know tax season is coming up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So make sure you do the right thing with that. Don't get caught up. Hallelujah. Don't get caught up, hallelujah, doing the wrong thing, hallelujah. But you know the government don't play now. Let me put it out there, hallelujah, because just as sure they figure it out, they're coming. Hallelujah, glory to God. But you don't have to do anything to get money. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. He'll give you your heart desire. He'll give you money. He'll give you all that you need, hallelujah. Because some of the stuff that you want, hallelujah, you don't need it. Some of the stuff that we want, we don't need it, hallelujah. You want a closer walk with him, and he'll give you everything, hallelujah, you need. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He's just a phone call away. When you say, I need you, Jesus, guess what? He's right there. Hallelujah. He hears you every time you call him. So don't get caught up in certain stuff. Hallelujah. This year, I just said like that, in certain things that you shouldn't get caught up in. Glory to God. And, my God, you know, I'm hearing it. Hallelujah. So I'm saying, well, you know, Lord, I don't have a husband and I'm getting old. Well, it's okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He knows what you need when you need it. That's point blank. He knows what you need when you need it. Hallelujah. And you know, sometimes, you know, what you say you want. Hallelujah. But are you actually ready for it? You got to ask him, say, Lord, prepare me. Ask God to prepare you. If that's what you want, say, Lord, prepare me, Lord, for him. Make sure I'm prepared when he comes, because you don't want him to come and you're unprepared. Glory to God. Then that's going to be in a mess. But ask him to prepare you. I know you say, well, yeah, I'm a certain age. I hear you talking, okay? Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I am a certain age, so I should be prepared by now. But that's just not so. You know, different people have different spirits. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why you got to make sure it's the right spirit in you. Hallelujah. Make sure that God has perfected that you need, so you'll be able to live with them, not without them. So you'll be able, hallelujah, to do what you need to do. Amen. Glory to God. And the things that God is calling you to do. Glory to God. And you'll do it with grace. And you won't always walk around mad and disgusted all the time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it could turn out that way. That's why I opened the door. Lord, I thank you. I opened the door and told you, hallelujah, two that can help you out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Been married long time, know what it is, hallelujah. I'm not talking no 10, 15 years down the road. I'm talking 30-something years, not 30, but 30-something years, glory to God, that can help you out, hallelujah, glory to God. So I encourage you, you can contact them, even a pre-marriage counselor. Somebody's getting ready to get married, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Get pre-marriage counseling before you go into that, hallelujah. Glory to God. Just go in, get free marriage counsel. I'm going to say it like that, and we're going to leave it there and let it alone. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you would, go ahead and turn your Bibles, hallelujah, to chapter 6 of Acts. We're going to be coming from the chapter 6 of Acts. You got to know who you are in Christ. We're going to see here, hallelujah, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to start reading. I'm going to read at the first verse. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to start reading right there. My God. He is an awesome God. He's a wonderful God. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Hallelujah. My God. This is a new year. Hallelujah. So you need to flow with the new things that's going to happen. You know, I'm going to get out of this hole long. Hallelujah. You know, some people don't like change, but I'm telling you, hallelujah, embrace the change. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when you get a new cell phone, what you got to do? You got to learn the things that's going on with that, right? And, you know, the world is changing because now they want you to do everything and pay bills. I'm going to get out of this. Hold on. Hallelujah. You want you to pay bills online, and they don't want you to go paperless and all this stuff. I know some people don't know how to do it. Yes, I know. But, you know, I used to say that, you know, but I don't really, I thought that, but my thought pattern was wrong, that you can't teach a dog new tricks. No, you can't. You can teach Rover some new tricks if you want to. Hallelujah. Because I know there are some people, hallelujah, that had to purchase some new cell phones. Glory to God. They had to. It ain't that they wanted to. But they held on to them till they cracked. They turned them upside down, fell on the floor. Hallelujah. They barely worked. But guess what? Hallelujah. You know, they started to learn these phones, and now they can operate them really, really well. So that was a new thing for them. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. You can teach old dog new tricks. Hallelujah. Not calling anybody old dog, just the old saying, the way people used to say it. Let me just put it out there because I know I'm going to get a little backlash for that one. Glory to God. But, you know, they're learning very well how to do stuff on their phones and stuff. And even on computers, you know, don't shut it out. Don't shut out learning something new. Hallelujah. Be open to the new things that God is doing. Because if you can't be open to, you can't be open, hallelujah, to just a new cell phone and trying to operate it, then you ain't going to be open to nothing new that God want to do. And that's just the way it works. Hallelujah. You got to be open because he's going to do some new stuff in this season right here. So you got to be open to it. You can't be saying, well, you know what, you know, Pastor, we used to do it like this in the church and we used to do it like that in the church. And nah. Be open to the new things that God is doing. Hallelujah. I decree and I declare right now that you are open to the new things that God is going to do. Don't close your hand. Don't close your eye. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you open yourself up to the new things to receive and embrace what God is doing in this season. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go ahead, amen, get into work. Like I said, chapter 6, we're going to go from chapter 6 of Acts, and my title is Know Who You Are in Christ. Hallelujah. And in those days, when the number of the disciples were multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Garcenians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. You see right here, the apostles, amen, they had been raised up to teach the word of God and preach the word of God and do those things and pray and lay before the Lord to see what he wanted to say and what he wanted to do and all these things that was relating to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So they were saying that they neglected the widows and they didn't have time to do all those things. Well, understand, when you are given a position in your church, hallelujah, or, you know, just like we're given positions, you know, and we are church, but we're church without walls. When you're given a position, you got to learn to stand strong in that position. Hallelujah, I heard that. But you got to learn to stand strong right there in that position. Hallelujah. Because they need you right there in that position, standing strong. Because they have other things that they have to do, other people that need ministering too. They shouldn't have to minister to the same ones all the time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How long have you been sitting up under, amen, where you are listening to the word of God? How long have you been sitting there, hallelujah, knowing what God's word is saying? Oh, he gave a good word today. Well, what are you doing with the word that he gave? And see right here, they rose murmuring and complaining because the widows were neglected. See, they couldn't do it all. Hallelujah. Your pastor can't do it all. Your apostle, your preacher, your teacher, whatever, they can't do it all. That's why they give other people different areas in the church to do different things. Hallelujah. But instead, you're all out there on third field. You're over there in somebody else's stuff. That's the children's ministry. And you're all over there trying to correct them. And then this over here, this is the prayer team here. And you're all over there. Well, they need to do this. And they don't need to pray. And they don't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know, it's time out for all that foolishness. It's time to take this word and take God serious. But you know why things aren't happening? Like sometimes you want them to happen because you don't take the seriousness of God's word. Hallelujah. When he tells you different things to do and different ways to do them, you don't take it serious. Don't take it serious. Some people don't take it serious. They don't. And see right here, they're saying they were neglected because they couldn't do it all. Hallelujah. So here, let's see what happens in verse 2. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. He said it don't make no sense. We can't leave. We shouldn't leave. We have to leave the word of God. Listen, you're a pastor, you're a pastor, co-pastor, amen, whatever. They shouldn't have to leave what they're doing, hallelujah, to wait tables. When you see something that needs to be done, then you can do it, hallelujah. You need to do it. Or ask them, will you mind if I put, if my name go on the committee? People now don't want to do nothing. All they want to do is sit and murmur and complain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know right now, you know, some churches are shutting down because of the COVID, you know, and everything. But you still can do something at home. If you say, well, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go ahead and call these members right here and make sure they're okay. Or I want you to text these members right here and make sure they're okay. There is still something you can do. You know, don't give up just because the church door closed. We are the church. And it's time for us to stand up and be the church. It's time for you to stand up and be the church. Hallelujah. Not the building that you go to with your fine dress and your high heel shoes. Hallelujah. I heard that red dress and that high heel shoes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Looking cute. Amen. With your barber on and you got your duty perch. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time for you to stand up and be the church. Glory to God. Let's move on. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Now he was telling them, this is what you do. He gave some specific instructions. He said, look out and find someone, get you seven men that's full of the Holy Ghost, that is willing, hallelujah, that good men willing to go in and help us with this, because we can't stop doing God's business. See, they can't stop ministering to them people that need ministering to. You've been sitting there over 30 years. Every time you turn around, hallelujah, here you come with this. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you know what, Pastor, I don't know what to eat. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, they're doing this to me, and they're doing, come on, stand up and be the church. When he called you to stand up and be the church, hallelujah, everybody can minister. It may not be a word. Amen. You might not have a big, long word that you think you should have for them. It may just be, well, you know what? Bless you. God's going to bless you. That's a word right there. You can minister the word to people just like that. Well, thank you. There was a situation that happened. One day, amen, when I went to a store and this person I don't know why, but they just spit on my car. Hallelujah. Just spit on the car, spit on Redbeard. Praise the Lord. I didn't see him, but this guy in the store saw him. So what he did was, when I got ready to get in the car, he came out with a paper towel, and he wiped it off for me. I said, bless you. Thank you so much. You know, that was me blessing him. So God going to give him a blessing for that, because he didn't have to do that. So that was nice. I don't know why she did it, but you know what? He still blessed me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he going to bless him for blessing the prophet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he didn't know me. He's the one that told me that they did it. He said, I wonder who was driving the car. You know, and I'm listening. I'm in line. Get ready to check out. And that's what he said. And I wasn't paying any attention in the beginning. But then he said, who's driving that red Kia right there? And I said, that's mine. And he told me what happened. Because he's standing there in the woman and saw I do it. Glory to God. But he did. He came out. And he wiped it off. So you see right there, hallelujah, he blessed me, and I blessed him back. And I said, God, bless you. You know, bless you. And that was sending a blessing to him. So you see right here, he said, go ahead and get all these people that's full of the Holy Ghost. Get these seven people that's full of the Holy Ghost. And they got, amen, they're good, they're Christians, and they're walking with God. Because you don't want to get nobody that don't like people. Because if you get somebody that don't like people, then they ain't going to minister to the widows like they should. They'll give them whatever they need to give them, but it ain't going to be cute. And it's not going to mean anything when they give it to him. Well, here go the box. Here go the food. Hallelujah. Well, yeah, how you doing? Amen. Glory to God. I'm gone. But it didn't mean nothing. Hallelujah. If you can't stand there and listen to them for just a second, you got to love people in order to love God. If you don't love people, then, hey, you can't love God like you say you do. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. See, that's what they were doing. You know, everybody has a position to play. Hallelujah. When you're in the church, or like you said, we're without walls, everybody have things that they have to do. Hallelujah. I won't name them, but we do. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. And if one falls, then guess what? Hallelujah. Whatever you had to do, it done failed. Don't do that. You got to make sure you're doing what he is telling you to do and stay up in everybody else's lane. Hallelujah. Let's make this a season where we're going to do what God is telling us to do and don't worry about the rest. I think sometimes you get so far out there on third field worrying about whatever else, what Sister Susan's doing in her lane, and what Sister Cara doing over there in her lane, and what Sister Samsung doing over there in her lane, and Sister Armin doing over there in her lane, that you can't work in your own lane. He said, now, when you do that, then we can continually the word of God. Well, when you do that and you stay in your place, then your apostles, they can continue on and do what they're supposed to do. Not saying you may not ever talk to them or ever call them. No, I'm not saying that. But there are some times where you got to know and go to God for yourself. Because if you say you're praying, then guess what? He's going to tell you what to do. He's going to tell you how to do it. Hallelujah. That's when you learn how to walk with the Lord. Hallelujah. And go by what he say do. Let's move on. Glory to God. And the same pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, see, they handpicked him, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. See, they chose all these right here to help with the widows. See, and now listen, let's make sure we're on the right track here. Now, this is, he chose them. In other words, it was like deacons. They were disciples, but they were deacons to help the widowers. That means a person, a woman who has lost her husband, right? Amen. Because you know there were some older women there, and hallelujah, glory to God. But he's saying to help them, to give them out food and to help do those kind of things and make sure they all right. Now listen, they ain't raising them up to go with them and go over there coding and all that. No, hallelujah. If you're married, you take your wife with you. Let me just help you out, because I know sometimes you can fall into this temptations with this crazy stuff going on. Now, take your wife with you. Hallelujah. And that way you stay at the door. Well, here you go, Miss Sarah. This is your food. Hallelujah. And even if you had to go, you may have to minister to somebody that's younger. You take your wife with you. Hallelujah. If you ain't married, you go in two pairs. That way won't nobody say nothing against nothing. Hallelujah. No false accusations. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Lord. No false accusations against no one. That's what you do. Hallelujah. You know, we have to be more safer than sorry. But sometimes we can walk into stuff and not realize it. I'm like, okay, I didn't think about that. No, you got to stop and think. Don't get in a hurry. I know this one person, and, you know, everywhere, you know, sometimes they go, they in a hurry, they got to go this, here, there. I said, slow it down. Why are you in a hurry so? Slow it down. See what's going on. See what's happening. Slow it down. Don't get in a hurry. Just slow it down. That's the trouble now. You know, everything's got to be instant and hurry up and in a microwave, you know, let's get it out, pop it out, heat it up, pop it out. You know, now slow it down and see what's going on. Hallelujah. Let's move on down to verse 6. Whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. You know, they prayed and laid their hands on them. In other words, they were bringing them in and ordaining them to be deacons so they could help them out with the widows, so they could help pass out the groceries that they needed, so they can help minister to them when they need it, glory to God, so they could help, you know, with anything they need. They might need, you know, well, the oil might need changing, and I didn't have the money to change my oil, to change the oil. But it says right here, you to take care of the orphans and the widows, glory to God. And that's what they were getting them to do that. So remember, they're not there for you to cope. They're there for you to help you. And that's what they were doing, hallelujah, to help them. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. And they liked it when they did that. Really did. They liked it because everything was ready, and they saw how they were doing and how they came out and they met their needs, and how whenever they told them, said, okay, let's raise up some more to help because we can't do it all. But they prayed and laid hands on them. And guess what happened? That brought them into being a deacon. Hallelujah. But, you know, people are careful now. Because sometimes when they lay hands on people, you know, people think, hallelujah, okay, well, I don't have to go through what she went through. I can go ahead and get, you know, they can just go ahead and lay hands on me and it's done. Not so. You want, hallelujah, you want to be a minister for God. Yes, you do. You want to be able to minister that word perfect. You want to be able to tell people about a man named Jesus. Amen. Right. You don't want to just go out there, well, I'm just going on. I ain't got to do that. All I want you to do is ordain me. Not so. You see how they handpicked them? Hallelujah. So whenever they pray and ask God, you know, what am I supposed to do? And what are they supposed to do? And how do I need to do this? And how do I need to train them? And they go before the Lord and they fast and they pray and they wait. And then he told them what he needed to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's where your leaders are. They're trying. They do those things. You may not see it, but they do it. Hallelujah. So you have to wait. Don't always say you want to be something that you're not. Hallelujah. Just hold on and watch God elevate you. That's my thing. The prayer in this season is to ask God to elevate you. Don't elevate yourself. Let's move on. And Stephen, full of faith and of power, did great wonders and miracles among them. Then there arose certain of the synagogue, called the synagogue of the Libertines, and Syrians, and Alexandrians, and of them Sisera and Asia, disputing with Stephen. In other words, here they come, talking to Stephen, saying he don't know what he's talking about. Stephen was full of Holy Ghost faith, and he had the Holy Ghost living on the inside of him, and he hadn't read that word. He came over from another place. Amen. From, I think it was Judaism, hallelujah, over to being a Christian. That's what he did. And he knew that word. When he got there, he was so full of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that he knew what he was talking about. So then now they're going to talk about him because he knew what he was talking about. Have you ever been in a conversation with certain people, and here they go, they want to talk about you just because you know the word? Oh, she don't know it. He don't know it. But, you know, you're not supposed to argue over God's word. Don't argue with them. When you find someone like that, it's best to just walk away. You can hear them say some crazy stuff. I'll be like, oh, my gosh, okay, whatever. And I'm knowing it's not right. I did that one time. I went camping, amen, many, many years ago when I was in college. I went camping with these younger people, hallelujah. And this one young guy, he was talking, and he was talking about this and that and about. I said, no, that ain't right. Amen. I couldn't sit still because I know what I had up in him, okay? up in here. I couldn't sit still. I said, no. I said, that's not right. I said, that ain't what that is. But he just went on blah, blah, blah. I said, no, that ain't it. I said, that's not it. That ain't it. I had no clue what he was talking about, and he didn't have a clue either because he thought he had it all, and he was the one. He was the bomb. That's what it was. He just thought he had it all, and he knew it all. But I just couldn't sit still and let it happen. I just couldn't. I didn't argue about it. We had the instructor was there also. He was there, and, you know, he was listening, and I'm like, okay, hold up. Wait a minute. That ain't right. I know what this word says, and that ain't right, okay? So we began to talk and talk, but then after a minute, then he want to argue about it. So I just got nicely got up, and I just walked away. I said, yeah, he's young. He got to learn. So I just got up and walked away. I didn't argue about God's word, but I knew it wasn't right what he was saying, hallelujah, because he thought he had it all, but he didn't have it all. He had some. But he didn't have it all. Glory to God. Because I had walked this word, and I know this word. Glory to God. Especially what he was talking about. Let's move on. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. In other words, Stephen knew the word. And when he was giving them the word of God, when he was telling them this, that, he said, no, he died for our sins. He said, no. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said he'll never see the righteous forsaken nor see big bread. He said he'd give us peace. Hallelujah. When he began to tell them about the word of God, they couldn't take it. Hallelujah. They was over there talking, but guess what? What they knew, they didn't know nothing, hardly what Stephen knew, because Stephen had the Holy Ghost on the inside of him, and he had the faith to believe that whatever word he had in there, when it was time to bring it up, then guess what? That Holy Ghost Spirit will raise up on the inside of him, and he'll give him what to say, how to say it, when to say it. When you are filled with the faith of God, and when you got the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you, hallelujah, glory to God, he's going to break whatever word you got down in your belly up so you can give it to somebody in the name of Jesus. So don't worry about that, what they say, well, she don't know, he don't know. Nah. Stephen was giving them that word so much, and he was giving it to them. They said they couldn't take it. They came against Stephen. Glory to God. They went out. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and read the rest of this, and then we'll talk about it. Let's read the rest. I want to make sure I finish it all. Then they suborned men, which said, we have heard him speak blaspheming words against Moses and against God. Hallelujah. Now, you see what they did? Just because he knew the word of God, and he was telling them about a man named Jesus, they couldn't take it. Hallelujah. So guess what they want to do? They want to go and then they want to tramp up lies. Have you ever heard anybody say, well, you know what? She can't be no pastor. She can't be no minister. She can't minister nothing. But all the time, hallelujah, glory to God. Only thing they do is give you the word of God. Hallelujah. But, you know, people think that they're supposed to run over you. Hallelujah. Just because you're a minister and just because you minister the word of God. They absolutely think that they just, you know, they can just run over you. But that's just not the case. That's not what he puts you there for. Hallelujah. If you know it, you better learn to stand strong and stand strong in the position that they put you in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if there's a problem, don't get too huffy and puffy with nobody. You take it to your leaders and ask them how you're supposed to handle it. Because we're in a new year. God want to do a new thing. But the old things will have to be passed away, hallelujah. And you are a new creature, hallelujah, in Christ. So guess what? He can do a new thing in the new year, 2022. Glory to God. Let's move on. And they stirred up the people. And the elders and the scribes that came upon him and caught him and brought him to the council and set up false witnesses, which said that this man seeth not to speak blaspheming words against the holy place and the law. He was saying that he came against Moses and the Mosaic law, but it was not so. Hallelujah. He was saying he came against, you know, the Ten Commandments. Y'all know, come on now, murder, theft, honesty, adultery. He was saying that he came against it, saying that it wasn't so. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy the place and shall change the customs which Moses delivered to us. And all that sat in the council looking steadfastly of him saw his face, and it had been the face of an angel. See, that's why his face lit up like an angel, because of the Holy Ghost power was telling them what was right and what was wrong. But see, they gonna go and tell somebody else, hallelujah, tell them, okay, he was coming against Moses and his law. Hallelujah, the law of Moses. But he was not coming against the law of Moses. He was trying to explain it to them. Have you ever tried to explain something to somebody and then the next thing you know, well, no, that ain't it. But did you read that? Do you know? Sometimes you just got to say, well, I don't know, you know. I don't know that, you know. Just go ahead and keep it moving. Hallelujah. Or you may just say, don't say nothing. Sometimes you just have to just say, oh, okay, well, you know, and move on. But don't agree with something that you don't know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can just look at them like I do. I'm like, okay. And go on, because you know they ain't right. But you know, sometimes the unbelievers, they'll do the same thing. Hallelujah. They know that word. And they think they living right. Well, I know the Lord too. Yes, you know him. I didn't say you didn't know it. But are you living right? You're denying the power therein. Well, you know God is a forgiving God, but he ain't going to keep walking with you in this sin. You know, he says sin separates you from the Lord. So he ain't going to keep doing that. Hallelujah. That's what the word says, not I said. That's what the word says. Hallelujah. So that's what you got to do, because he is there for you. He wants you more than anything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wants you to come on in and get out of that sin. For so many times, people now, well, you know, the Lord knows I need. Yeah, he know you need, but whatever you need to do it right. Hallelujah. There's a need to be wrong and a need to be right. So you need to be right instead of wrong. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Because when Stephen was telling them about it, hallelujah, they couldn't do nothing with it because it said face lit up. Hallelujah. My God. His face lit up like an angel because that's their Holy Ghost power was in him. Because he knew the word of God that he had on the inside of him was the right one. Hallelujah. He knew by faith that the Holy Ghost was giving him what to say. Now, the Holy Ghost will give you what to say when to play and how not to play. Well, sometimes you have to be careful with what you play with. Because if you play with fire in Abraham's bosom, you're going to get burned. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can play your music on your phone. Now, you can play your music on your computer. You can play your music on your iPad. You can play your music, hallelujah, on your Google Hub. You can play your music on any other thing in your car radio, but you can't play with fire in Abraham's bosom, hallelujah, and not get burned. Oh, my God, good God Almighty, I'm telling you on today, hallelujah, glory to God. You have to make sure that the fire of God is on the inside of you and make sure that the Holy Ghost lives in a clean vessel. He don't live in no unclean vessel. So make sure that you're clean. Make sure that you're on the inside. You're clean. You can either dress this body up on the outside. You can put on your stockings. You can put on your Stacey Adams. You can put on your fine dress. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can put on your hat. Hallelujah. You can even hook it to the side. Good God Almighty, and make it look good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can put on your makeup. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can put on your Chanel No. 5, No. 6 and 7, and even make it smell good. But on the inside, you tore up from the floor up. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But just know that word that's down on the inside of you, and you're living a good, clean life before the Lord. Woo, he's going to do what he said he's going to do. Whatever he told you he's going to do. He may have told you, I'm going to make you great before me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he's got to weed out some things before he do that. That's okay. Hallelujah. But look at Stephen. Hallelujah. He came over to being a Christian. Hallelujah. A real one. You know, some people can be a fake one. Yes, you can. Yes, I did say that. Hallelujah. Well, I know the Lord. Yeah, you say you know the Lord, but are you a Christian? Anybody can say, I know him. Yeah, you know him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know him because I know your mom, your dad probably took you to church or made you go. Hallelujah. So you know when they was praying and how they were going, and they would pray for you. Hallelujah. Because you didn't just get here by circumstance. Hallelujah. Nah, somebody had to pray for you to get to this point. I thank God for the prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Amen. Glory to God. Let the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. Hallelujah. But let it dwell in a clean place. It don't dwell in an unclean place. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your power. We thank you for your strength. We thank you, Lord God, how you brought us into this new year. I say again, to do great and mighty works, Lord God, to strengthen us, Lord, where we can build us, Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. So everyone under the sound of my voice can do what you want them to do, Lord, not what they want to do, but what you want them to do, can seek you in prayer to get what they need, Lord. Just like the disciples, Lord God, they said it wasn't fair to stop doing what they were doing when they were in prayer, Lord God. Hallelujah. And seeking you and reading the word and meditating on the word to stop and wait tables. In other words, everybody, Lord God, in the church buildings, and Lord, those that even don't have a church building there without walls, Lord, to do everything, Lord God, that they need to do, Lord, so they can help the leaders, Lord God, of the great work to stay in a place that they need to stay in, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to serve you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And not walk away just to serve tables in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I pray for more trust in every church. I believe, Lord, and I see it, that they have lost their trust in people, Lord God. Some I know you can't trust because they're just like a radio. They go tell everything. Hallelujah. Unless you turn them off and say, hold up, shut it down. Stop talking about people. Oh, I hear you. Glory to God. Stop talking about other people's business. Oh, my God. Lord, I thank you that you're raising up saints and not ain't in this season. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, we serve an awesome God, and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a few minutes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Before I give the invitation to Christ, if you want prayer, you can go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if not, we're going to go ahead and give the invitation to salvation, and we're going to get on out of here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nobody press the 1. Let me go up and down. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody press the 1. So we got to go ahead. Amen. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It costs you nothing to give your life to Christ. Hallelujah. It costs nothing. Hallelujah. Jesus died on the cross. Hallelujah. If you just say, Jesus, I invite you into my life. Come on in, Lord God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me. Lord, I repent for everything that I've done and everything that I've said. I give my life totally to you, Lord God. Lord God, make me into what you want me to be. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. If you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. If you said something, you know, well, I need to think about it. No, you don't need to think about it. When it comes to the Bible, you don't need to think about it. When it comes to the Lord Jesus, it ain't no thinking, because you can see he died for you, hallelujah, on the cross, hallelujah. He just went on and gave his life. So what's for you to keep thinking about it? Don't think too long, because they always say if you think too long, you think wrong. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for those that receive you in this new year. Get in a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being taught. You can listen to us online on all the shows that I told you that we have during the week. Hallelujah. I know some say they ain't on Facebook. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hear you. We're going to be giving out some of the numbers to the shows. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On the next show, we will give out all the numbers to the shows so you can definitely call in and hear the word of the Lord as it's being taught. Hallelujah. As it's being prayed. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead now and I'm going to give the benediction and we're going to go ahead and get out of here. But remember to tune in and hear Minister Elaine's show that's coming up next. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Awesome, awesome woman of God. Amen. She's going to tell it just like it is. Hallelujah. So you want to tune in and hear her next. Amen. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we'll see you back on next Sunday. God bless.